Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this very eventful Monday morning, Monday, February the 13th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 31 degrees just below freezing and mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area. Not bad at all for mid-February and going to be beautiful all week right up through Thursday. But I think we're going to hit 60 degrees on Thursday, but the rain will come in. Now, right off the bat this morning, of course, we've got to talk about all the news from last night. I know a lot of people had to go to work this morning and maybe don't know the final score of the Super Bowl, and it was a shocker. Everybody I talked to yesterday, and all the reports I heard all week were the Eagles were going to walk away with this. Going to be a tough game, but they were going to walk away with this. Well, the Philadelphia Eagles did not win last night. Although, if you had watched the first three quarters, you might have thought they would. If you went to bed early, what a mistake you made. The Kansas City Chiefs scored 17 points in quarter number four and walked away with the Super Bowl 38-35 over the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, we'll come back to that later on this morning. Talk about the halftime show. Talk about the commercials that were big this year. And the game itself, which was one of the most competitive games in really recent history as far as Super Bowls go, and an upset by a lot of accounts. It wasn't a big spread, but definitely an upset for the Chiefs to do that. Now, we're going to start with the real news, though, because Del Taco is open and running here in Marion, and we've all heard a lot of reviews, but now we're going to have a radio review, and it's going to be kind of a double thing here, because many of you know Adam called in, I believe, on Friday and said he was going to go to Del Taco on Saturday. We're going to see how that all went. And I ended up going to Del Taco last night during the Super Bowl because I thought, hey, I'll beat the crowd. So I went to Del Taco last night during the Super Bowl with Angie. So I will tell you my review and Adam's review, and we'll kind of compare and contrast the Del Taco experience here in Marion. For you, the listening audience, and joining us on the line from up the road in Columbus, Ohio, host of the Adam the Computer Guy show, when you can catch it, Wednesday and Thursday, sometimes Monday at 10, whenever it's on, take a listen, Adam the Computer Guy. Well, Adam, here we go, Monday morning. Before we get to Del Taco, what'd you make of that Super Bowl?
Well, it was really very similar to the playoff game, wasn't it? A controversial call, which even some Kansas City fans kind of shook their head at, and, you know, a winning field goal. It was almost like a deja vu, wasn't it?
Well, what's been going on lately? I think of the Ohio State bowl game. They led for three quarters, looked like they were dominant, and then here comes Georgia in that fourth quarter, racks up a lot of points and wins the game by a field goal, and same thing almost virtually happened last night. The Eagles led the majority of the game. Going into the fourth quarter, looked like they were going to win. And Kansas City scores 17 points and wins by a field goal. What is this?
It ain't over till it's over. Yogi Berra said that, right?
Yogi Berra did say that, but I would guess in the Super Bowl last night after the third quarter, a lot of people thought it was, because How's Kansas City going to score 17 points in one quarter, the last quarter of the game, and yet they did?
Well, people have said he's the darling of Patrick Mahomes, of the officials. Seems like at the end they kind of favor him. That holding call was borderline. I mean, I didn't particularly care. I think Patrick Mahomes, he's a lot like Joe Burrow. That's why that Cincinnati game was so good, just smart and so young. Never know he had a bum ankle. He will do what he can to win. And do the officials favor him? It's so tricky, Scott, because, you know, in football, most of the call, most penalty calls, they are gray area. And you know, what is holding? What is unsportsmanlike conduct? Sometimes it's obvious, but that particular holding call, you know, I don't know enough about the finer points to give a good judgment, but it was awfully mild to me. And when you have people trying to tackle you, other team trying to score, trying to advance, momentum, and that's what happened with the Bengals penalty. Momentum may not allow you to do what you're supposed to by the rules of the game. And they have to make that judgment call. And you know, who knows? Now with sports betting legal, you know, billions of dollars, who knows, being bet on that game, like the Cincinnati game. There's so much in that equation. And, you know, it's something people can be talking about on social media for a long, long time. I guess that's all part of the fun.
I think that here's the thing about when they say bad calls. It seems like every game where the team doesn't win that was supposed to win or that you want to win, it's always blamed on a bad call. And you know what? I don't know enough about calls to say if it was a good or bad call, but I will say this. 17 points scored in the fourth quarter didn't come on one bad call.
No, the call was part of it. It just, remember the Cincinnati game, it was similar. It was a controversial call. I'm not saying good or bad, because momentum does something different oftentimes than what you should do based upon the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rules process. And people on social media were saying, you know, I rooted for Kansas City, but I was kind of uncomfortable about that call.
Yeah, but at some point,
I don't think there's anything stopping Mahomes right now. He is so hot.
But don't even if you're an Eagles fan, at some point, don't you have to say that in one quarter we have to stop the other team from scoring two touchdowns and a field goal?
I mean, you look at Tom Brady. It seems like he did his best work. You know, the last 5 minutes of the game, we've seen him make these incredible comebacks, and that's what these great quarterbacks do. And we have, you know, 15 more years of watching Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes and duke it out to see who's the greatest quarterback. You know,
well,
not the greatest young quarterbacks, but, you know, 10, 15 years, what will they be like? Will they play until they're 45 like Tom Brady? I mean, who knows the condition of Mahomes' ankle? He didn't look too injured to me when he ran the ball that one time. We did see indications of injury at the Cincinnati game. Anyway, a couple times where he seemed a little off balance, but if he was injured yesterday, he didn't really show it. Whatever he needed to do, his adrenaline was so good.
Well, here's what I'll say in closing to that game. I think that in football right now, that Georgia learned it with Ohio State, and I think the Chiefs learned it last night with the Eagles, is it's the old Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope. If you lure them into a sense of confidence and you stay close enough to where you can come back in the fourth quarter and the other team thinks they gotcha, they don't gotcha. You can win the game in the fourth quarter. And I think that's what happened last night. I think if you play a team hard all night long, there's a chance that you're both worn out by the fourth quarter. And I think what the Chiefs learned last night to win the Super Bowl and Georgia learned to win the big bowl game with Ohio State was, let them think they got you. Let them expend everything in three quarters, and they're spent by the fourth, and we can run it up then and win the game, and they both did.
Yeah, the mental aspect in all sports is underestimated. And also the cerebral aspect from the players. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, like Joe Burrow, they're just so similar. That's why the Cincinnati game was such a down-to-the-wire. They're so smart. They will do what they need to do.
Now, before we move on to the Del Taco experience, now, I did not know this till this morning when I saw the video on Facebook. You attended a Super Bowl party and decided to serenade people last night, apparently.
What were you referring to?
Well, I saw a video. Was it an old video? Did you not attend a Super Bowl party last night?
Yeah, that was a few years ago, yeah.
Well, was that a Super Bowl party, or were you just singing that night?
No, that wasn't even like on Super Bowl Sunday. It was a Facebook memory.
So you didn't go to a Super Bowl party last night?
No, I watched it at home.
Okay. Well, in this video, just so people know what I'm talking about, what are you singing?
Shambhala by Three Dog Night, one of my all-time favorite songs.
Now, why is that?
I think that that's what you are watching.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. So what is that? What is that indicative of as one of your favorite songs?
Three Dog Night is a wonderful musical act, and they're still around, even though they've had passings of their members. But they can just sing harmony, and they don't need the auto tune and all the synthesizers and just all the enhancements that modern musicians have. Because I don't really think too many modern musicians have any. You know, they couldn't hold the microphone cable of a lot of the 70s and 80s performers.
Well,
I didn't watch the Super Bowl halftime show. It didn't interest me, but I certainly heard a lot of opinions about it.
Well, here's why this
confused. You know, many of my favorite songs I try to sing. Some are harder to sing. That one in particular, you know, I put a little Adam into it, even though it really isn't designed to be sung by a solo artist. But I do what I can. You know, I certainly try to not take myself too seriously, as you know, and put a little comedy into everything I do. So any lack of talent is made up for by the comedy and general wisecracking nature of yours truly, I guess.
Well, here's why this confused me, because I'm looking at it now, and it says 8 hours ago, and then it shows the video, and then under it, it doesn't show it like a memory. And then down in the left-hand corner, it says was live February 13th, 2022, but it doesn't show it up at the top like normal memories do.
Let me look at that, because maybe I'm totally crazy, but no.
No, it does say it down in the bottom left-hand corner. It says Adam was live on February 13th, 2022, but up at the top, like it normally does, in a big headline, it says 2 years ago or 1 year ago. It doesn't say that. It just says Adam.
Yeah, that's just, you know, every day, Scott, you know, Facebook looks a little bit different. I mean, who knows? And my friend Nick commented on it. He's in Wales, so he's 5 hours ahead. So that, I guess that was last year. I mean, I know I watched the game last year, considering who the players, the teams were, the players were. So this, what was last year? I mean, I sing that song a lot. That was just one particular video.
Well, as we go, because you know, a lot of the people don't have the Facebook social media for, like, I know Sarah does not have social media. She has internet, but she doesn't have social media.
Yeah, and I've tried searching for her on Facebook. She's not there unless her profile is very private.
No, she doesn't have it. She said
she's kind of a Facebook type. That's kind of surprising.
Well, that being said, as an intro here after this football game into our Del Taco segment here on the program, give us a little bit of this song that people can't hear if they're not on social media.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain with the rain in Shambhala. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame with the rain in Shambhala. That's the song.
Well, but where's the part where you do the, you know, the really vocal?
Yeah, you need more singers for that, but you know, I can.
Now wait, what was that again? I talked over you. Do that again.
Wow, yeah. How does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala? That'll be enough for now.
Well, we got it in. That's good.
That's the harmonic part, you know, but the music of the 70s and 80s had the character we don't really see much of anymore. And, you know, Debbie Boone, talk to her, of course. You know, her one-hit wonder that some people love, some people don't. I think it's a good song. It shows the power of people's talented people's voices and entertaining in a musical way. That I have more of a talking voice than a singing voice, but on some songs I can kind of pull it off.
Well, it doesn't stop you, and that's what's good about it. Now, Del Taco.
Never take yourself too seriously. That's especially in these crazy times. That is certainly a word to the wise.
Now on to Del Taco. So you went over on Saturday. Now, did anybody join you over at the Del Taco?
Weatherman, whatever his real name is, he doesn't really have a real name. He came by and we talked. He didn't eat. He rode his bike over. Was probably smart because it was filling up as I was there.
Now, who's Weatherman?
One of our Facebook friends. I don't know his real name, but that's what he goes by, Weatherman.
Oh, you're talking about Troy.
That is his real name?
Yeah, Troy.
I some of these people don't have real names.
So how did that go?
So we just talked. We hadn't met before. We talked about you, of course.
Well, that's good to hear.
And, you know, mostly about Tim Kennedy and just how much we missed his talent and that he left the world much too young.
Well, it sounds like a very upbeat dinner there.
Yeah, it's, you know, you hopefully downloaded the app because I got 20% off everything. Drinks are too expensive. I just had water. Then I went to the Speedway and got a soda there. I felt the drink prices were exorbitant. So I, you know, managed a budget. But I paid 13-something, and I got a pretty extensive meal. I had those two of the fancy shrimp tacos. They were very good, a tostada and a big salad. And I had water because I was too cheap to spend, I think, $2.09 on the soda. So, it wasn't great gourmet. It was pretty good. The sauce has been really impressive. What they called the really hot sauce, that wasn't even close to hot. I don't know if maybe what I consider to be hot isn't the same as what they do. That's usually the case. But I'll bring my own hot sauce next time because it wasn't really up to my standards.
Well, the food and the price
the food
did not.
The food was decent. You know, the cashier, I mean, they're still learning. The cashier was a little clueless. But, I mean, she was nice. And the food came in a reasonable amount of time. And, it was decent. I've talked to people that have dined at the one in Whitehall, even though Marion is really easier drive for me than going out to Whitehall. And some of the reviews were not very positive. But it depends upon the location. So, we'll see how this goes. A lot of it is staffing. Will they be able to keep, because of all the issues with staffing restaurants right now, be able to keep the good staffing and thrive and also, you know, address the issues with the issues with the parking, which kind of depends how busy it is. And I think they'll do fine. But yeah, it was. I'm glad people are hyping it because it'll bring business to Marion. It'll bring business to the surrounding stores because there's so much. You know, that's where the action is. Right where Del Taco is at the city line. And it's a good place to go that has plenty of coupons to get you to pay less than the posted price. The parking isn't too bad unless it's really busy, and there's plenty of seating. It's clean. You know, the restaurant was very clean. So. We'll see. I think it'll help the area in general. These businesses all thrive off each other, which I think is pretty good.
Well, my experience went like this. What happened was I decided I'll go during the Super Bowl. That way it won't be so busy because Saturday night I thought about going, but when I drove by, it was just pretty much just about out to the road. And I thought I don't want to wait in the drive-thru that long. So last night did go during the Super Bowl, and the line was not terribly long during the Super Bowl, but long enough. I mean, they were still getting quite a bit of business. But here's the problem that I noticed. When you pull in there, there's only parking on the right side. That's really the only place you can park. And if you pull in there and park, and there are cars in the drive-thru, you're not getting out. And also, I did notice that there's a few parking spaces on the right side of the building, right behind it, and they have cones set up there, so you can't park there at this point. And I'm guessing the reason they've put those cones up there is because the people who were parking there could not get out either. So there's no way to go and park at Del Taco, and there is no parking on the left side at all. So if you go to Del Taco and try to park, if there are cars in the drive-thru, you're not getting out, unless somebody lets you out. And even if they let you out, I'm not even sure how you would get around them to get out of the parking lot. You would just have to wait in the line like everybody else until you got completely over to the right side of the building. Now, that was the first thing I noticed. Number two was the fact that the food, we ordered the food. They have a lot of great food, no doubt about that, and the food is good. But the problem is, I ordered the food. Like I say, I was with Angie last night, and she was sitting in the driver's seat. We ordered the food, two chicken and cheese quesadillas, and got back to my house, which is not too far from Del Taco. And when I got the bag for Del Taco, I said, there are three things in here. but not familiar with how Del Taco does their stuff, I thought, you know, this looks strange. It was something was wrapped in tin foil, and then there were two little bags. So I get home, and I hand the bag to Angie, and I went and washed my hands, and it was the wrong order. Completely the wrong order. It was a burrito and I think two tacos. So we had to go back to Del Taco. I ran back inside. They, you know, obviously gave me the correct food. So I got the correct food. And I also got one of the orange cream shakes, which I've been saying I wanted to try. So I got that back home. And the quesadilla was not bad. Not bad at all. But, and the orange cream shake was really good. I would take one of those anytime. It definitely lived up to all the hype that I've been making it. But they have enormous straws. I've never seen straws like that for their shakes and for their anything but a soda, I think, gets one of these enormous straws. You know, these are the straws you could use, like, as pea shooters when you were a kid. Or maybe an immature adult, I guess. But enormous straws, and so that was my experience, which was not all that great. The food was okay. Don't have any problem with the food, but the lines are still very long there. The parking is a nightmare, which I think everybody thought it would be, and getting the wrong food was no thrill. And that makes me feel bad, because the chances that I would get the wrong food means a lot of people were getting the wrong food. And I'll give you a little insight into this. When I went, because during the first time around, when I got the wrong food, it was through the drive-thru. But when I came back to exchange the food, I went inside. And the person I gave the food to tell him to exchange it, had a man. I'm guessing this guy was the manager. He was dressed a little different, so I'm going to say he was the manager. She went to him and said, "That guy at the window is not checking the food. We're having trouble." So I'm guessing I'm not the only person that's having this problem. And it's going to the degree that this lady was very frustrated that a lot of people were getting the wrong food. So I felt bad to the degree that I think that's happening a lot. And as many people know, and I hope it's not the kiss of death here, but a lot of people go through that drive-thru, and if a lot of people are getting the wrong food because you don't have the staff, and they had a lot of people in there last night. I got to see it firsthand when I was inside exchanging the food. It's just, it's going to be a problem.
Why didn't you just walk? I mean, you can walk about 10 minutes from your house to get there, right? That would have, you could just sit down and assess the dining room. I always look at the dining room and the bathrooms. People, you know, say the bathroom is an indication of a person's house and a restaurant's house, and it was pretty clean. They were certainly understaffed, but I think every restaurant in the area is. Dining room was clean. My table was. It wasn't obvious where to put your tray because it's the other side of where the drinks are. But I figured that part out. So that I give him an A for that. My order was right, and if it wasn't, you know, they would hear about it. But it was. Which was good, or it certainly looked like tostada, the higher end shrimp tacos, and the salad.
Well, first
sour cream on the salad, which I didn't like. I took it off, but I should have just said no sour cream. I'll do that next time, and I'll bring my own sauce. That was kind of surprising. I mean, what they call the really hot sauce, it wasn't even at the mild level.
Well, here's what I will say: I certainly am more than 10 minutes away from it. But the problem with walking down Mount Vernon Avenue, there aren't sidewalks about 90% of the way, and you also have to go under an overpass to get there, and that's not a good thing to do.
They should make that road more walking friendly. I mean, if you walk, how long would it take you to walk there if you walk that?
Oh,
it'd be that far. Maybe it's a little further west than the shopping center, like where Anytime Fitness used to be.
Well, it would take you a half hour. I mean, it takes.
Okay. Seems it's that far, but maybe.
Yeah. Well, especially what you'd have to wait on, all the streets you'd have to wait on, all the lights you'd have to wait on.
They need to make that area more pedestrian friendly. That's something didn't realize about Marion. It seems like for a city that size, we don't have as many people walking as I think we should, or other cities do.
Well, I don't think that street's I don't think that street. I don't think that street is made for walking. Now they did put in a bike lane years ago, but yeah. I don't think that street was ever considered to be walking.
Walking it's also area. That it's just gotten built up so quickly, and you just realize, you know, it's like that's where the action is, and it's right there at the city line, which is kind of fascinating.
Well, you know, that's the way it goes. Like I said, my experience, food-wise, fine. Weight-wise, you know, not so great. And getting the wrong food kind of, you know, drop. Especially since I drove all the way back home and then had to go back. So that was not thrilling. And then happening more than not.
Did you use the 20% off app? Also, I didn't get 2 free tacos with the app. They had all kinds of sales. I mean, I saved a few dollars myself.
No, I didn't use the app. I just, you know, it was a lark thing last night to go there. I thought, well, I'll get in and out while the Super Bowl is going on. And it just seemed like they were a little flustered, which is what I worry about with all businesses in Marion when they first open up, is they're overwhelmed those first couple weeks. And people who get the wrong order or get the wrong food or who have to wait in the line for a long time never go back. And that eventually kills the business. So I don't know. I mean, I hope it's all well, but, you know, you just don't want to get the wrong food the first time you go somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know how many people who are there or they may have been DoorDash or other delivery drivers, because obviously that's popular during a big event. You used the drive-thru only, you never went inside?
No, and one of the reasons I did not go inside was because there were so many cars that if we had parked and the line had continued to grow or, I mean, you get 6 cars in that line and you're going to be blocked in. And I don't think anybody wanted to do that.
Yeah, I got there. I mean, I got a parking space. It was interesting. The timing was good, so that was just a stroke of luck. I got a parking space. There are actually 2 or 3 of them, and I was kind of surprised how easy it was. But that's luck, because normally it's not going to be easy to park there, and it's dangerous. I mean, it's a fender bender waiting to happen for sure. And there must have been 20 people on the drive-thru, which snaked all around to the street. And I went inside. I mean, I said I assessed the cleanliness, I assessed the employees in the bathrooms. Those are important to me.
How did you get out?
I got back in the car and left. There was a way to leave. It got really busy. While I was talking to Weatherman, suddenly like about 10 people were online. And I got out, but I think it was a stroke of luck. I agree with you. The parking is an issue. Vermont, if you've been to the Chick-fil-A, especially the one in Polaris, it's like that. But they have a little better system logistically. Of course, they've had experience as long as it's been open. But it's always crazy. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. It's always crazy. And they've got the traffic cones. They've got the places, delivery drivers here. Dine in here, take out here. They've got this system. And, of course, they also have more room available.
So if there were cars in the drive-thru, and, I mean, I guess, how did you get out easy?
I backed the car out and left.
Well, so there were no cars behind you in the drive-thru?
I forget exactly what I did, Scott, but it looked like the way I went out. Maybe the cars in the drive-thru were letting me through, or I just found the path. I don't specifically remember, but I did. I don't recall any issues getting out, because if I did, it would definitely cement in my memory. So
there must not have been any cars behind you then, because if there was a car behind you, there is no way to maneuver that.
Yeah, I don't believe so. I think I was lucky where I parked, because there weren't a lot of spaces, and I was kind of shocked. It's like, it wasn't that busy when I got there, but then it quickly filled up. I don't know. I was just lucky with the timing. But I wouldn't expect everybody to have that experience.
Well, I guess that's the Del Taco report. And again, mine is not a bad report. It's just you don't want to get the wrong food, especially when you're going through the drive-thru and the first time you're there. And you don't want to have to go back. And you know the thing about it is, nobody seemed all that shocked or... You know, I think the manager did say, "I'm sorry you got the wrong food," but, you know, when I handed the food back and that employee said, "That guy over there, he's not checking the orders," and I thought, uh-oh, you know, they're having problems here.
Yeah, I think my main issues, the cashier didn't seem to understand the 20% coupon, but she scanned the QR code on my phone, and it took it. It came back, you know, with 13-something instead of 17-something, so that was cool. And they need to get better hot sauces. I'll bring my own next time. Maybe it's just a Midwestern thing because I like the Northeastern style, but I know Taco Bell's super hot sauce. It's still not hot enough, but it's better. But that's not a big deal. You know, again, it was cleaned, considering that they were obviously understaffed. I got out there without any damages to humans or to cars, so that obviously made me happy.
Well, that's always a plus. That's the Del Taco Report. Well, thanks, Adam, for calling in.
No problem, Scott. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think we're good, Dave. You keep listening. If anything comes up that gets your interest, call back in.
Okay, well, I've hogged the phone for 30 minutes. We'll let someone else call in. Have a nice day, Scott.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, 46 minutes past the hour, that's the Del Taco Report. Now, has anybody had any other experiences over at the Del Taco? That was mine last night. I went over with Angie last night during the Super Bowl, and that was the experience. Not a terribly long line. I wouldn't complain so much about the line, because it's a new business. It hasn't even been open a week yet, so that's going to happen. But that parking situation is very difficult. And I don't even know what you could do to fix that. If I was on a time frame, like on lunch from a job or something, I don't know how you would navigate it. But there you go. And getting the wrong food, that, you know, that's never a happy experience. But I would not blackball them forever because of that. I would still go back and try again. But honestly, aside from the orange cream shake, I mean, nothing was super impressive either. It wasn't like, boy, I've got to go back to Del Taco today to eat. So I don't know. It's one of those things. I think we have so many Mexican-themed restaurants in Marion, from Three Taco Bells to Mi Jalapeno to El Campesino's, that there are a lot of places you can go for Mexican food that are not Del Taco. Now, I haven't tried their hamburgers and things, so, you know, that's still up in the air. All right. Does anybody have an experience? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038 with Del Taco. And you might have a very positive experience that you want to share, which would be very well appreciated. Now, the Super Bowl, we can come back to that. What a shock that was. Kansas City Chiefs beating the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35, scoring 17 points in the fourth quarter to beat them by a field goal. And the commercials, I was looking this morning, the commercials that seemingly got the most attention, apparently there was one for M&M's. Best Culture War, they're back for good, bringing back the M&Ms. I guess the M&M characters had been taken away by the M&M company in their commercials and replaced by a spokesperson. Well, I guess the M&M people are back. And there were some other the only commercial I saw being replayed last night was this commercial for T-Mobile. With John Travolta and the two guys from the television series Scrubs. Now, what are their names? Zach Braff and Donald Folsom. And they were doing, they were singing Summer Nights from Greece with John Travolta. And John Travolta, I guess, has decided to look like every other man in the world. Maybe John Travolta was losing his hair, but have you noticed that all men now have a beard, a big shaggy beard, and a bald head? Now, you know, that's fine, but have you, I mean, this is like a really common thing. Big beard, bald head. Now, is the big beard compensation for the bald head? I don't know. That seems to be a thing now. Did somebody set a tone with a bald head and a big, big shaggy beard? Have you noticed that? Well, that's John Travolta now. Maybe his hair was starting to fly the coop. The beard, to me, seems to be compensation for having no hair on your head. But you never know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Did you have any thoughts on the Super Bowl? Did you like the commercials with John Travolta and the guys from Scrubs? Zach Braff and Donald Folsom. I guess there was also an Alicia Silverstone throwback to Clueless. So I think that made people happy. Steve Martin was in a commercial for Pepsi. Great acting or great taste. That was kind of an interesting commercial. The halftime show was interesting. Rihanna did the halftime show. There was a lot of publicity around that. And I was looking on Facebook this morning. It seemed as if a lot of people did not like the halftime show. But she revealed she was pregnant. Isn't that what we learned during the halftime show? That she revealed that she's pregnant? Well, what a way to do it during the Super Bowl halftime show. So there you go. Any thoughts on any of this? The Super Bowl, the halftime show, the commercials, Del Taco here in Marion? Give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning, February the 13th, 2023. Valentine's Day Eve. Is everybody ready for Valentine's Day? Hey, we're up 4 degrees already this morning from where we started. We're up to 35 degrees, and we've only been on the air about 35 minutes. 35 degrees, mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area, now well above freezing. So that's not bad. Hey, what about, what else is going on here? Well, we might have some news on this show tomorrow, so tune in tomorrow morning from 8 to 10. I won't know till tonight, but I think we're going to have some news tomorrow. So you'll want to tune in from 8 to 10 tomorrow morning. I'm not sure which hour it's going to happen, but it should be interesting. Now, what else do we have here this morning? Well, we can leave the phones open to you. Did anybody do anything exciting this week? Are you excited that we're going to have nice temperatures this week? Anything exciting come out of the Super Bowl that you would say at this point was worthwhile? Certainly the stores were busy yesterday getting ready for the Super Bowl. I think people wanted the Bengals to be in the Super Bowl, but you can't win them all, as they say. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on the Super Bowl? Did anybody make it over to Del Taco this weekend to give them a try? Let's see here. Anybody like the commercials in the Super Bowl? Did anybody like the halftime show? We're still working on an idea here with Bob Welsh, who sent me an email last week about doing something around St. Patrick's Day. Basically to check to see if the groundhog prediction was right. 6 weeks later, is it still cold? Did spring come early? We'll check all that out around St. Patrick's Day. I'm not sure how, I don't know if we're going to have green pizza. I don't know what's going to happen that day, but you can better believe it's going to be a lot of fun because that's how we like to roll here at WGH Talk. Now, we're going to do some Valentine's Day family feud here at some point this morning. Is everybody ready for Valentine's Day? You know, Linda and I had a conversation on Friday when it came to advice. Now, we had a couple advice questions. Who pays for dinner? And apparently the consensus on this is that the person asking the person on the date pays for dinner, although I believe you're setting yourself up for failure if you do that. Because if the woman expects you to pay and you don't whip that wallet out, you can guarantee there's not going to be a date number two. Then we also discussed, do you kiss on the first date? Now, that was a question that came up on Friday from one of our listeners. I believe it was Sarah. Do you kiss the person on the first date? I don't know if we really got a consensus on that one. I think you probably should not. Because that might be leading somebody on. I don't know. I think probably not. But if somebody disagrees with that, you can certainly share that advice. And we also talked about gifts for Valentine's Day. And I'll tell you what, I can guarantee you There are a lot of men in particular who probably have not bought a gift for Valentine's Day yet, and it's less than 24 hours away. Now, will they just send flowers? Will they buy flowers? Will they go get chocolates? What will they do? So those are the questions. Does anybody want to share their opinion? Give us some advice of your own on those questions. Do you kiss on the first date? Who pays for dinner when you go out on a date? What are some good gifts for Valentine's Day? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are some good gifts for Valentine's Day? Do you kiss on the first date? Who pays for the food? All kinds of questions up in the air this morning, pre-Valentine's Day here. 740-751-4038. You know, maybe the Super Bowl just did not have a zing for anybody last night. It ended up being a good game. The Chiefs come from behind. They defeat the Eagles. But, well, let's take the phone call here. We've got a little bit of time left. All right. Go ahead, caller.
So how does somebody seem like the Facebook type?
I don't know. That Adam said that. I didn't.
Yeah, I was tooling down the road, and I heard that, and I thought, what?
Now, what did you make of Adam's review and my review of the Del Taco?
Well, I thought it was pretty accurate, and I thought you had a very good point. I believe it was you that said, you know, I'm going to paraphrase here. You don't get a second chance to make a first impression.
Yeah, I mean, the wrong food, that's a big mistake you don't want to run into.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of times if a place, like, I already have a bad taste in my mouth about them, pardon the pun, but I told you, me and Judy went to Del Taco down around Columbus, and we might have just as well sat outside, and it was, I believe, last February. I mean, our teeth was chattering. Forget about the absence of heat. It almost felt like they had the air conditioning on. I felt like we were trying to eat our tacos in the walk-in cooler.
Well, you know, the sad thing for me was when I went through the drive-thru the first time with Angie, and when I brought the food back in to get it replaced, I went inside, and it was clear to me that those people were very overwhelmed, and they had a lot of people in there. It's also interesting to me that they have their taco bar where they're making the tacos where you can see it all happening. I think that's interesting.
Well, that's something that I would welcome because, you know, I think people like to see how their food's being prepared. But anyway, yeah, dollars are getting harder and harder to come by, and they're more precious as the days go by. So you have so many options. It's not like, you know, this is some little one-horse town where there's, like, just a few eateries. I mean, my goodness, you have tons and tons and tons of options. So you really don't... I would think if I was running a restaurant, you know, you'd want to try to get as much right as possible because especially, you know, just like I said, the way that this town is and the way the world is today, they're not limited. There's hundreds of places they can go eat.
No. And here's something with 45 seconds to go before the break. Mary just messaged me, who's out there listening, who said, my husband asked me if it was all right to kiss me on the first date. So that's interesting.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Well, that's not... Now, Mary, did you say yes is what we need to know? That'll be the tease for next hour. Did you say go ahead? Well, yeah, so are you going to try Del Taco with the 15 seconds left to go here?
It's like one of those may or may not things. It's not at the top of my list of things to do.
Well,
Matter of fact, the opening night, I was on 95 and I went to Little Caesars.
And we're going to break on that note. Thanks for calling.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's